Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
Well, we have more people to interview this afternoon. We've got Emily and Cy from the Adlib Theatre Company, and they're going to talk to us about Shakespeare.
Yay.
Good afternoon, Emily and Cy.
Afternoon.
Good afternoon.
It's lovely to see you both.
Nice to see you too. Yeah. Nice to be back.
So it's Shakespeare again. Shakespeare time.
More Shakespeare.
Yeah.
Well, we do like a bit of Shakespeare. I mean,
have you got 4,000 lines this time, Em?
No, thankfully.
To be fair to Emily, she's the one that got me sort of, actually, I now understand Shakespeare.
That's things. I remember talking to you about Hamlet, and you said, oh, I hadn't got a clue, I don't know. But then afterwards, oh, I got it.
Got it.
I understood it. And the amount of people that come up to us afterwards, the ones we've done, Hamlet, Comedy of Errors, Macbeth, and hopefully this one, people are going, oh, I see.
Yes.
I got it, I understood it. And that's one of the things we were really, really striving to do, to make people understand.
We thought Macbeth was good because it was a modern version of Macbeth.
But the words were Shakespeare. Yes,
oh, yeah, you didn't change the language. No. It's just the way you portrayed it
as modern. Yes.
Yeah. So what have we got coming up this time, then?
We've got The Taming of the Shrew coming up this time.
That's a comedy, is it?
It is, yes. And there's been a few things based on it. The musical Kiss Me, Kate is based on it. The film 10 Things I Hate About You is also based on it. Those are sort of the best known ones. But as with most of Shakespeare's plays, there's a lot of modern pop culture things that are referenced in them.
But
it is a comedy. It is also perceived to be a fairly problematic play sometimes because some of the things that are said and the way that some of the women within the play are treated, nowadays people look and go, oh, well, that's not really acceptable, the things that you're saying to people. So we've had to look at a way of interpreting it to subvert that and to get past that and to get rid of those connotations, which I think we've done.
Yeah, that must be quite difficult. You're tinkering is the wrong word, but you are messing about a bit with an established Shakespeare play, and you're moving things around to make
sense. Well, one of the great things about Shakespeare is the words can be translated so many times. I'm sure Emily's aware with To Be or Not To Be, which we've said before can be said 50,000 different ways, and each time is slightly different, slightly tweaked. And Shakespeare famously gives no stage directions. He doesn't say how he wants it to be performed. He just gives you the words, which is one of the joys. So we've had to look at it and go, right, how can we spin this in a way that kind of makes sense and is not too kind of psychedelic and weird and puts the audience off? Because you're right, it's if you read it, it's awful. Well, women need to stay at home and obey their husbands, and which is absolute nonsense, but we need to find a way of making that not only funny but also kind of acceptable.
It's in the delivery.
It was of that time, though, wasn't it?
Yeah. But it's interesting because if you look at some of his female characters that he was writing at the same time, people like Beatrice and Mistress Quickly, they are strong, independent, strong female who show no kind of desire to conform to that. So it's kind of a weird play that he writes the women this way. And if he was only writing that, you'd be thinking, well, he that's what he believes, but
is
then
that
he throws.
It's a comedy, is it?
Possibly.
Yeah.
But it's got all sorts of comedy. It's got slapstick.
Yes, it has. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I get hit in the face more
you
than
you do
once.
with multiple items. Multiple as well, items, which is great.
And you're not supposed to take delight in it.
Sorry.
But there's work.
Can we, the audience, take delight in it?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Go for it. Knock yourself out.
But I think there's at one point I beat someone Patch, isn't it? I beat Patch up with food from a picnic. So if you're bringing a picnic, just feel free to hurl it at Patch.
A Shakespeare food fight.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, but there's something for everybody, really. There is kind of the humour is in there. But as we've got to know the play a bit more, we've realised that we're playing the normal ones.
Yeah,
which is a bit strange for us. It's a bit unusual for us to be the vaguely normal ones.
Yeah, okay. So, without wishing to do any spoilers, what's the plot line kind of?
So,
go on.
So, comedies are always a sort of mixture of several plots and subplots, and there's a whole bunch of characters. There's normally a bit of identity swapping. Sometimes there's twins. There's no twins this time, you'll be pleased to hear. Yeah, so this is the story of a lady called Baptista who has two daughters, and the younger one has loads of suitors, loads of people are courting her. She appears to be very sweet and very obedient and very sort of goody-goody. She's not. That's all in the delivery as well. Bryony is fabulous. And then her elder daughter, Catherine, which is who I play, is perceived to be a shrew, quote-unquote shrew. And she seems to terrify all the men in the city, and none of them want to court her. But the mother has said the younger daughter cannot get married until the older daughter is married. Enter Sai's character, Petruchio, who turns up looking... He's been left in a bunch of debt, and he's looking to get married and obviously receive a dowry and make some money.
The age-old reason for getting married is to get someone else's money.
Yeah, clearly, they end up falling in love.
Because he's willing to marry anybody just for the money, and it turns out, oh, he actually quite fancies her, which makes it a very interesting dynamic.
Yes. So you've got our characters and their story, but you've also got the story of Bianca and her various suitors, and a chap that then turns up on the scene, a new chap who arrives, falls promptly in love with Bianca, and she actually loves him back.
Then
you've then got that playing into it as well. So there's multiple love stories, a lot of mix-ups.
And a food fight.
And a fabulous cast, a really good cast.
Really good cast, actually.
Sounds good. Now, this is all out in the open again.
It is.
So fingers crossed for decent weather.
Oh, yes. We've got the ballroom.
Yeah, plan B.
As a backup. Okay. Northwood House, they've been fab. They've said we can have that.
But you're not going to be drenched again, then?
No.
Let's hope not.
A comedy wouldn't be quite so atmospheric in the rain.
I think...
The mistake we made last time we came was to not bring any suntan cream because, my goodness, it was hot.
Last year was boiling, wasn't it? Absolutely. And we were all in suits last year.
I can see the sweat on your brows.
Absolutely roasting.
Slightly better than lying in the wet grass, though, having been shot.
Do you know what? Actually, I think I'd take the wet grass because at least it was cool and I was led down.
It did look really rad, with the rain and the thunder coming
down. But that's the beauty of outdoor theatre. You know, jokes aside, whether it's warm or chilly or whatever, you can kind of dress for the weather, and we have got a wet weather plan. Mm. But the beauty of the outdoor theatre is the atmosphere that comes with it. There's just something a bit special about seeing theatre outdoors, being able to have a picnic, being able to bring your own chairs, being able to get up and go and get something from the bar. And we're also doing this time, for the first time, we're doing it in period Tudor style dress. It's the first time we've done that, so it's going to be really all out costumes. They're fabulous.
Excellent.
They're brilliant.
Oh, I'm
so Si's got his britches, has he?
I have got my britches, once you're wearing a dress.
Yes, nobody's more shocked than I am.
I know. But we've got a big shout out to Andrew for the costume. He's handmade them all, correct fashion. And it's just incredible. It adds to your character when you kind of flounce about in a hat. Some proper period pants kind of looks really nice. And
without spoilers, there is a very special hat that
there
he
is
has
a
made
lovely hat
you need to look out for, but we won't spoil it.
No. So this is in the park at Northwood.
It is.
As before.
Yep.
Quite surreal. There's been people playing bowls off to one side.
Yeah. People having parties the other.
Yeah. Was it a cocktail hen party last year?
No, it was the year of Hamlet, and it was a 50th birthday party.
Yes.
Some people playing tennis a bit further out.
Yes.
Are they doing all that? And then you've got to warn them. Are there any firearms in this one?
No, there's not.
Sudden gunshots.
Like the year we did Hamlet, there was a dog that managed to get into the picnic area and ran across the stage in the middle of one of mine and Horatio's scenes.
Yeah, absolutely.
It?
Added a certain kind of je ne sais quoi to that.
Well, to be fair, and as you've told us many times, Emily, the Shakespeare wrote these things being performed in a bawdy theatre from drunk people.
Absolutely.
Yes, that's it. I mean, we're not kind of like saying that everyone should turn up and be bawdy and rawdy, but it is designed. I mean, also it was designed to be in the open air.
It was,
You go to the Globe, it's open air, and you're very close to the stage. If you're in a theatre, you do have that kind of formality
of the distance,
but here you can be really close.
Yeah.
And like you say, you can see the beads of sweat on people's brows, and you really get the rain dripping
down their face.
And it's the facial expressions as well.
Because there's something more intimate about it, and you're close to the action.
You're part of the performance in that sense. Yeah. Not quite the fourth wall, but nearly there.
And very much so, and you're very much included within it. And the beauty of Northwood, where we have several sort of entrances and exits that we can use as well, and we come through the audience, you also get that sense of inclusion, which is really nice.
And when Emily says entrance and exit, you come round a bush.
Yes.
That bush is brilliant. I think that bush has been the star of the show on more than one occasion.
Or sometimes appear from between a tree and a bush.
Yes.
But that's the joy as well, because that bush becomes, it's almost Brechtian, using the one thing as different things. It's been a castle, it's been a boat, it's been a a tower, it's been a turret, it's been everything we've needed it to be. And I love that kind of dispelling belief and just sitting back and enjoying some.
And it's funny, we find audiences outside do suspend their disbelief more than ones inside, because the minute you put people inside, they expect to see a set, they expect to see lighting, they expect sound effects, they expect XYZ. Outdoors, it's the raw theatre that is kind of speaking for itself. And of course, you've got the costumes and an element of set and the props and any sound effects and music you might need. But the actual material is so much more powerful for it, and people will suspend their disbelief and just re-engage with their imaginations a bit.
Well, I think that's it. You've got to employ a bit of imagination. Absolutely. To picture that. I know in some theatres they put minimal sets.
Mm. Yes.
And endows the audience with a bit of intelligence, saying, right, that's meant to be
just suggestion off, isn't it? Yeah.
But as you say, it's a bush.
yeah. I mean, but again, it comes back to the genius of Shakespeare. He just gave us words, and so often it's been the words have been hidden behind multi-million-pound CGI and effects and everything like that. And some of the words lose their impact. If the audience is, we've got rid of every distraction, and you've just got the actors and the stages, and we've got some fabulous actors.
Yeah,
and some young uns coming through as well.
Yes, we have. Yeah, again, which is lovely.
Really nice to see the next generation of Shakespeare actors coming through. Yeah. And it's enjoyable.
When, where, and how can we get tickets?
It's at Northwood House. It's Friday the 14th and Saturday the 15th and Sunday the 16th of June. So on the Friday and Saturday, it is 6 p.m. And on the Sunday, it is at 2:30 p.m. Tickets are £10 or £8 for students, because, Shakespeare is, let's get out there.
A lot of students said last time we were there.
Yes. And we always get a lot of turnout, which is lovely, because it's the way to begin your journey with Shakespeare. And you can get them from northwoodhouse.org/events, or you can phone 293642.
Okay. Ooh. We will see you there on the Sunday.
Marvellous.
Which is Father's Day. Great thing for Father's Day. Yes. Something different.
Yeah.
Buy your dad a ticket to go and see some Shakespeare.
Yeah, and you can, if you go to the Northwood House website, you can buy a ticket that includes a welcome drink as well. Oh. So. Yeah.
There you go, this is for your dad's present on Father's Day. Go and see a bit of Shakespeare.
Tenor.
I tell you what, you might go to Shakespeare, you will enjoy it.
And you'll understand it as well.
Yeah, you will get it. Yeah. You will get it, because I never used to get it. I mean, I did it at school, like a lot of people. You think, what's that about?
Yeah.
And then you see it done properly.
Yeah.
And like what you do with it stripped back to the bare bones, and you think, oh, yeah.
Got it. And we say it every time.
And Hamlet was a really bonkers bloke.
Well,
you heard it here first, folks.
No, I won't start on my Hamlet defence.
It was a very troubled individual.
Because if I start defending him, it'll turn into a soliloquy, and nobody wants that on Tuesday.
No, seriously, some of them you look at and you think, I never understood that. Now I realise he was out of his skull on something. He was mad. There were lots of issues, not necessarily just him, but
he had a lot of issues.
Yeah, a lot of issues, and some of the people were really not nice around him
but
the comedies, I mean, the last one we saw
was that Comedy of Errors last year.
Comedy of Errors, yeah. And you had some fabulous people in that.
Yes. Oh,
so funny. Yeah. And you think, yeah, you don't necessarily have to understand all the words, but you can see what's going on.
You can see the intent, the hilarity, and
I think, and also, as come back to the theatre, if you're outside, you kind of lose that formality of being in a theatre, because if you're in a theatre, people think, I must sit here, I must be quiet, I must be full of decorum. Yeah. But if you're outside, you're like, yeah, go for it.
Yeah.
And you let yourself go.
We even had people heckle in Hamlet, didn't we? I said, am I a coward? And someone went, yes.
Yes.
Cool. Absolutely. Glad we cleared that up.
Yeah,
that's what Shakespeare was
expecting. Absolutely.
He was expecting a duck from beer being thrown.
Yeah. Mm. And this is, we say it every time we're in here, but it's still true. He didn't write it to be read or to be studied. He wrote it to be performed and to be loved, and that's what we like to do. So.
And you do it so well.
Oh,
so
thank you.
One more time, how do we get tickets?
You can phone Northwood House on 01983 293 642, or you can visit northwoodhouse.org/events.
Right, that's £10 a ticket. Yeah, can't be bad, can it?
No.
It'll be bad at all. Thanks so much for coming in. Thanks for having us on the island. We do appreciate it.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing @vectisradio.fm.